Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life, Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Safe and sober powwows. You know, at one time when I was young, I started going to powwows. I remember, you know, there was drinking there. Yeah, there was. Was is the operative word. And as things progressed throughout the years, you know, the people decided, you know, that that wasn't how we wanted to be anymore. And so along with everything else, the way we were marching forward into the future, we almost lost our, you know, singers, our ways, and this and that. But they've been bringing them back, and they also turned around, and instead of drinking and those types of things, you know, they wanted to turn it around and make it a good thing. Yeah, you know, they're still there occasionally, you know, you can't, you know, it's like hard to get rid of, you know. It is a disease, along with the other things, you know, that are coming into the power arena. But for the most part, you know, there we are. And we are trying to eradicate that type of life. You know, and show our kids that, you know, this is the way into the future. I don't see powwows as just powwows, you know, just going and singing and dancing and those types of things. I also see them as a way to help us come into the future and to help each other. And to see those that need help, you know, and to go out and go help them. Not just talking about our people. And, you know, it's kind of like getting a glimpse into the past. You know, you go to the powwow and there they are, you know, singing and dancing and putting on their best regalia, bringing out their best songs, and talking with each other and being with each other. You know, don't get me wrong, I like the contest powwows too, you know, I like to see them when they bring their finest and bring their best, but give me a traditional powwow any old day, you know, and that's where I'm at. I've always been there, you know, and I'll probably, yeah, I will be for the rest of my life, be in that sober, safe arena, that part of it. You know, when you get too big, you know, and it's about money, it's a little different. You got a different kind of mindset, you know. But if you come to the smaller traditional powwows, you know, you'll notice the mindset is also different. We don't have a lot of things other than sharing and caring there. Communities come on out sometimes to feed the people that come to their communities, and they're proud of that, you know. The households bring out their finest dishes, you know, and they come to feed you. And it's the old way, you know. You'd come to their village and or wherever their camp was, you know, and they'd bring out their finest and they'd feed everybody. And they come from a long ways away and to talk and to see things, you know, who's with who, you know, and who had passed on, you know, and what had happened. The news, you know, we're still gathering for that. Indian country, Indian news is a big thing. And, you know, here we are at a safe and sober Paul long time ago. You know, it's hard to admit this, you know, it is. But yeah, you know, there was a lot of drinking going on, you know, me included. And all of a sudden, you know, these people start popping up and start talking about soberness. And geez, I felt so bad. I felt so, so bad. So bad that, you know, I never did go back to the powwows and do that ever again. All it took was the first people to say something, you know. And up until that point, you know, even me, you know, I thought it was an acceptable thing. You know, go to powwows and then go to the 49 afterwards, you know, and do whatever. But when these people start to talk, you know, I did listen. And some of them, you know, were my good friends, you know, that I never knew that they would get up and say things like that or feel that way about it. But I kick back, and I never got into the get up and make the big speech thing, you know. I just kind of like did my own stopping, you know. And it took a while, you know, even away from the powwows, you know, that I'd still occasionally do that type of life. And it took a while to bring it to a complete halt. And so the safe and sober powwow, you know, boom, that is the way, you know. That's the only way. And, you know, we get to see these younger people. They're watching us, just like what I said in the earlier programs, you know, to the elders. We're watching you, you know. And, of course, they're watching us. And they watch us like a hawk, I tell you. You know, you don't think that they're looking or watching. Boy, they are looking and they are watching. You cannot get nothing past them. Intelligent children. Very intelligent. And so the only way to be intelligent yourself is to be safe and sober and be a good role model for them to see, you know, that, hey, you know, that is the way into the future, you know. We're holding the door open for all of them. Let them come through. And then coming through yourself, you know. It's good to see different individuals that, you know, that were drinking before, you know, all of a sudden sober up. I see many of them. So many, you know. It makes my heart sing, you know, and soar. And I commend them all because, you know, it's from that way of life, you know, from numbing themselves so much, you know. I thought they'd never come out of it, but they did, you know. And they're walking it now and talking it and believing it. And it's good to see them. So for all you people out there that are safe and sober at the powwows, oh, that's a big one for you. And I commend you. Anyway, we're coming to the end of this program today. And I'd like to thank all those that have come forward and given their lives over to being safe and sober and at the powwows and in their daily lives. Miigwech. Thanks for listening.
Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.